Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. With the school year approaching, many children will be walking or riding the bus to school. Lieutenant Terry Hutchison and Jill Schaefer from Vanderbilt Police Department discuss some back-to-school safety tips. How important is it for my child to remember his full name, address, and phone number?
Extremely helpful to the police. If we have a lost child, if that child is able to communicate with us on who they are, their address, and their phone number, our work is pretty much done. It would just be a tremendous help if children, as soon as they could get mature enough and old enough to start memorizing names and addresses and telephone numbers.
It's also really good to start that as soon as possible, because kids that know it, it's easier to learn as they keep getting it constantly. And so as soon as you can start it. And if it's games, if it's songs, whatever it takes to help them memorize the information. The great thing now is, especially with us having cell phones, that number stays consistent. If you teach your child their number when they're 3 or 4, even if you move, so often our numbers stay the same.
Right.
Versus having to relearn a number like it was when all we had were landlines.
Right.
So the more that you can start early, make it fun, and practice, the more confident your child is going to be in using it if they need to.
Why should I explain to my child to never take money or gifts from anyone unless I've told them it's okay?
From the law enforcement perspective, child predators want to befriend the child, and that's one way they do it. It may initially start as passing some candy to them, a toy, or something where that child becomes confident and build that relationship up with that child. Our purpose and our message is to teach your children, first of all, do not communicate with strangers that you don't know or your parents don't know. The message has to be clear. Mm-hmm. You don't accept gifts, food, candy from strangers. It just goes back to the basic principles of you trust your parents. There's probably trusted friends that your parents will introduce you to or you probably stay with.
Mm-hmm.
The staff at your place, I'm sure, would be considered a trusted person.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting gifts, it just opens the door for child predators and people that you don't want your children associated with.
I know a lot of people put their names on their clothing and stuff like that. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
The thing about the name on the clothing, that the bad person could utilize that to say, hey, John, how you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the child is going to think, this person knows me. I don't remember them, but this person knows me.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of that. Okay. I think if your child is going to be unattending for any period of time, that could be an issue. That the child may misjudge the use of their name. Is that person's a friend?
Is that person?
If you have to do that, like for daycare or for school, or you really want to do that, put that ID tag or whatever you're going to sew into the clothing or write on it somewhere where it's not easily visible. You know, on a jacket, somewhere that's on the inside of a sleeve where they have to roll it up to get to it. When it's really easily seen or it's embroidered on their backpack, it just is a real easy thing for someone who wants to do something mean to use that. The other thing you can do is use initials. So if you know you've got beach towels, like in the summer, or stuff that's going to go to camps or anything like that, you know, you can just put initials on it, and that way someone doesn't know the name, but you can identify who it is.
If my child is walking to school, what safety steps can I take prior to school starting with my child?
First of all, they need to practice the route they'll be taking, where they know the surroundings, they know what's going on. They should be taught street names, you know, where they'll know exactly what street they're on. If there's safe places, if there's a police station or a fire station, a daycare center along that route, to know that's a safe place for them to go if they had a problem.
And using landmarks is a really good way to help, especially younger children, to know where they're going. But you have to remember that landmarks change. So, you know, when you say you're going to take a left at the really big oak tree, trees get cut down, you know, houses get painted, and the pink flamingo in your neighbor's yard gets taken or gets pulled off, and now there's no pink flamingo to tell me where to go. So if you combine those landmarks that are pretty stationary, like a fire department, like a daycare, as well as ones that are seasonal, like a tree, and your street names, then you've got multiple layers for your child to remember to get to and from the school.
You really want to emphasize that shortcuts are not a safe practice, even if it's daylight. When you start cutting across private property, walking through alleyways and things like that, you can't be seen
by
passersby. So the shortcuts are not a good idea. Emphasize the route, that they should stay on that route.
Why is it unsafe for children to walk either to school or to the bus stop alone?
Safety in numbers would be the mental part of that, with one child walking along by themselves or one child standing at a bus stop. You can see the potential for a problem there. If it's a second child or a third child or a fourth or fifth child, there's safety in numbers. The larger the group, the safer it is. The child predators are people that are looking for children that are by themselves. Chances are, if there's more than one, that's going to deter them to move somewhere else.
And for your kids who may go, you know, I don't want to be with a bunch of people. I don't want, you know, I'm big enough, I can walk alone.
Right.
You know, one way parents can really sell that to their kids is on the fact that it's more fun. And you know, they come up with more games, they can learn new things about each other, they get to make more friends. So, you know, you kind of want to put that out there to them, not that, you know, there's people that are going to hurt you.
Right.
But that when you get to go with a group of people, it's a lot more fun. And, you know, if they're walking back and they're coming by your house, invite them in. You know, get to know those kids. Make it a fun experience for your child so that they don't feel like they're being punished or not trusted because they don't get to walk alone.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to add?
Have a great fall. This is an exciting time of year for kids and for parents.
It's a school year.
School will be starting, and we want them to do well in school and be good citizens.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.